Hello, hello, hello. So you've never heard this. I'm Alan. Paul's still not here. So we're in guest host mode for a little while longer. I'm in Wyoming visiting my family. And so I've asked my older brother to be on the podcast. Hey, Josh.
Hey.
It's Josh Barber.
How's it going, everybody?
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you nervous?
Kind of. I mean, I'm glad we're doing this album first.
Uh-huh. A band that you are familiar with.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. It's 9:30 in the morning. No, not 9:30. It's about 5 to 10 in the morning, so I'm not drinking beer.
No.
Drinking coffee.
I already had mine.
But we're doing good.
Delicious bottle of water.
Yeah. It's a beautiful day outside. It was raining.
Yeah.
Yesterday. We're doing good. It's good to see some fam. Well, it's Josh's album.
Yes.
What'd you give me to listen to?
I gave you 311's amazing album, my favorite album, Sound System.
I have never heard this.
Really?
You say you've never heard this?
You've never heard this.
One and a two and a one, two, three, four.
Hey man, there's this band I love, and I know you love them too. But you're just shaking your head like you haven't got a clue. But what are we gonna do about it?
I've got an idea. Start a podcast and talk about it while sipping on a beer.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
You've never heard this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Nope, never heard it. Well, I mean, probably in my youth.
Yeah, you probably heard me
driving around with you.
Yeah.
But no, never heard this one. We're going to talk about 311 a little bit. Let's talk about the band. 311, pronounced 311, is an American rock band from Omaha, Nebraska. I did not know that. I did not know they were from Nebraska.
Really?
Yeah.
The
style of music, I'm just thinking like California.
That's their thing.
Yeah. So they were formed in 1988. They're as old as I am. By vocalist and guitarist Nick Hexum, lead guitarist Jim Watson, bassist Aaron P. Nutt Wills, and drummer Chad Sexton. But Watson was replaced by Tim Mahoney in 1990.
A good move.
And then in 1992, Doug S.A. Martinez joined as a second vocalist and turntablist.
Fun fact. Do you know what S.A. stands for?
Not a clue.
Space alien.
Space alien. All right.
And does it say how they got their name?
Yes, it does.
Okay.
It says here, I think I knew this too. Band's name was chosen by Wills from the police code for indecent exposure in Omaha.
Yep.
After a friend of the band was arrested and cited for skinny dipping in a public pool.
Yep.
Good times.
Not KKK.
No.
Like some people.
Really? Why do they think that?
Because K is the 11th letter in the alphabet.
Well, that doesn't make any sense because three is C.
Yeah, three Ks, though.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
Yeah.
That's stupid. Those dum-dums. All right, let's talk about the album a little bit here. If I can find my... Oh, it's right here. Find my link. Like I said, I never claimed to be good at this. Sound System is their fifth studio album.
Yeah.
It was released on October 12th, 1999. Certified gold by the RIAA, and it was their last album on Capricorn Records before the band switched to Volcano Records in 2000. Recording processes began on March 11th, which was my wife's fifth birthday.
Wow. Nice. Yeah.
I think it's cool that they started recording on 311.
Yeah. I guess I didn't know that either.
So, it had mixed reviews when it came out. Rolling Stone discussed their mix of various genres. Their comment was, they offer their most ambitious fusion yet. Each track is a whirlwind tour of their soulful influences. Alas, the ingredients usually refuse to mix in 311's hands, resulting in disjunctions that veer between the bland and the unintentionally funny. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty spot on, actually, compared to, you know, the four albums that had come out before.
Okay. Yeah, I'm really only familiar with the one that has like all mixed up on it.
Oh, Blue. Yeah, Blue. The one that was the album that came out before this one.
Yeah.
And then you had Grassroots and Music. They say four. There was the early one as well.
Okay.
But really, there was Grassroots Music, Blue, and then this one. But you see like the difference between Blue or self-titled. People call it, I call it Blue, but it's the self-titled album.
Like Weezer.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the day of recording, happy 30th birthday,
yeah,
Weezer.
Yeah, for sure. I saw that. And Sunny Day Real Estate's album came out today as well.
Very cool.
Anyway, we're not talking about those.
No, we're not talking about those bands. We're here to talk about 311.
Yeah, there's definitely like a more polished sound between the self-titled and this one. I think like the style is still relatively the same. But yeah, this is my, like I said, this is my favorite album by them. It has been pretty much since it came out.
What sets this one apart from the others for you?
It's just got that nice transition, because then you go like the next album from Chaos, they kind of take that sound from Sound System and then just expand on it, and then they expand it a little bit more, and their sound it sounds the same but different or updated every album they put out after this one. And yeah, I think another reason why I love this one so much is I was 15 when it came out.
Pretty formative years.
Yeah, for sure. It was, you know, I had been listening to 311 for a couple of years now. My cousin Angela, shout out,
what's up Angela, Ange,
if you want to listen to this one.
Oh, it's time to be real.
She introduced me to them when I was like 12 or 13 one summer when we visited Denver.
Yeah. I forgot she was like the
catalyst
for you.
She is indeed. For a lot of music, honestly. Because, we grew up listening to country, you know?
That's true.
And this is one of the first bands I got into that wasn't in that genre of music. And they just really hit with me, and
to the point where your personalized license plate is
that is very,
I think,
true.
I've mentioned it on the podcast a couple times. So here's what I thought was cool there. The producer of the album was Hugh Padham. He's an English record producer. He's an audio engineer. He's won 4 Grammys for producer of the year and album of the year. His co-productions include hits by Phil Collins, XTC, Genesis, The Human League, Sting, The Police. He pioneered, with Peter Gabriel and producer Steve Lillywhite, the gated reverb drum sound that was used most famously in Phil Collins's In the Air Tonight. So,
as if I couldn't love this album anymore.
Right? Yeah.
Like, that's insane.
That is insane. Idea. Let's see some of the other albums he's done here.
Because all of those bands you've listed
are awesome.
Fantastic. And I listen to them.
Bee Gees,
regularly.
David Bowie, Kate Bush, Paula Cole, Sheryl Crow, Hall and Oates, Elton John. I mean, this dude is prolific. Paul McCartney. I thought that was pretty cool. Brian Wilson. Yeah, good stuff. You know, we could talk about this all day, but I think we should probably just start listening to it. What do you think?
Yeah, Freeze Time.
All right,
fantastic opening track.
Track number one, Freeze Time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. This is a pretty solid opener. It's just a perfect example right away of just the mix of influences that they have.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, for sure.
So
Mahoney's tone, his guitar tone, is... it kills me every time I hear it. And it's not just this song.
Go ahead and talk into the front of it, not the top of it. Nope. Like, front.
Right here?
There we go.
Oh, yeah. Hey. Oh,
yeah. Sorry.
Anyway.
There's a learning curve, for sure.
For sure. But yeah, Tim Mahoney, their guitar player, obviously one of my favorite guitar players, but his tone that he gets out of his guitar is unmatched. Nobody, like, sounds like him.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And this opening track really just showcases his style of playing.
For sure.
And it's not just him. Nick's playing, too.
Uh-huh.
He picked up guitar a few out, you know, back then too, and I didn't know that either. I thought he like started playing later on, but mm-hmm. he actually been playing a long time. Yeah,
that's cool. I was, it's funny you're saying that about Mahoney's tone, because I was saying the same thing, thinking the same thing about like Nick Hexum's voice. Like no one sounds like he does, and no one sounds like SA either.
Yeah,
and they've just got this really cool duality where, you know, it's like Nick's is like a little more like. Like gruff, almost, and then whenever SA sings after he does, all I can think of is like, you know, like movies. You got the bully,
yeah,
and then there's always that other guy who's like, "Yeah, what he said." Like that's what I think of.
Yeah, for sure. the whole arm lift thing I'm doing there, the try and freeze time. So in the live show when they play this one, that dun 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 dun, and then Chad's snare coming in. The lights go up and everybody just goes, "Hey!"
Oh, nice!
Raises their fist. It's so much fun.
All right, let's move on. Track number two is called. What is it called?
Oh my gosh, I forgot. Oh, Come Original. Yeah,
the one song I was familiar with before we started doing
this. Was the single? Yeah.
So I feel like I need to bring up Black Eyed Peas. They come in full range, because this was before they got super famous.
Yeah. I always wondered.
Yeah. So, I mean, whole song is about just being original with your music and, or anything that you pursue. And so they say Black Eyed Peas, they come in full range, and No Effects, they come in full range, and Ronnie Size, he come in full range, the one Mr. Vegas, you know it ain't easy. I mean, Black Eyed Peas, you know, hip-hop group from L.A., who, while now successful worldwide, were still underground when this song was released. So I thought that was pretty cool. We'll say this is the only one I thought I did remember before listening to the album, but we'll get into another track, I think, in a couple songs here that I'm like, oh, I actually do remember this one, too. It was somewhere deep in my memory. Why is 311 your favorite band? Out of all the music out there.
I know. You know, they're just... again, they're one of the first bands I ever really got into.
That wasn't on the radio.
Top 40, for sure. And over the years, you know, I heard so many other bands that kind of shaped my music personality. Like, and I never really had a favorite band for a long time. And then finally I was thinking about it one day. And I was like, you know what? I think it's 311. Like, I listen to them constantly. Now, am I a super fan? Like, there's 311 super fans out there. They're like Fish fans or Dave Matthews fans. You know, like, they go to 20 shows a year. They know every little tidbit about them. Am I like that? No. I just love their music and I love their message. They're good guys. And they're about their fans. And the fact that they've remained semi underground, I think, is what appealed to me as well. It's like Rush, you know. They were never like huge, but they were huge.
But for some for some reason everyone knows who they
are. And 311's the same way. Like every show they have, it's packed. I mean, they have their cruises now. There's the 311 day. And I think, it's just musically Tim Mahoney's guitar work, that's how my style of play. I based off of his style of play, I guess. And they've just always been there, you know, for over almost 30 years at this point for me. I mean, this album came out when I was 15. I'll be 40 this year. So, that just even longer than that. So,
nice.
I think that's why they've just been my favorite.
It's a good answer.
Thanks.
Let's listen to track number 3.
Large in the Margin. This one's fun. It's a good deep cut. Hey, check it out. You got clout and you know that. Large in the margin, my drama unfolds behind closed doors. Told on the down low, I believe that I'm so, but really, I don't know. Maybe it's better, but I can't think so. Maybe it's better to fight. One never ever knows. Believe the rumors that grow like tumors. More fun than the truth that we know. Dying to wander to higher place. We'll fuck you up when you least expect it. You think you're moving close to it, suddenly you wrecked it. But all the same, the pain gains wisdom. As if you ain't had enough, then you win some. Prison of your own creation, mental dilation. Look at what you're facing, place and play. And never redirection, but in the end of your own infection. D.I.
I fucking love that chorus.
Yeah.
It's so cool. Just the chords underneath it. It's just, I don't know. It's very cool. It gives me the goosey bumpies.
Yeah.
It's an interesting fusion of sounds. Like, you've got the funk, hip hop, reggae. Like, I don't know. It's just, they're unique. And I think they are so unique that oftentimes they get made fun of.
Oh, yeah.
But, But they're we don't care.
They've definitely been the butt of some jokes. Most famously, the Eric Andre. Investigate 311, which I thought was hilarious.
Yeah, Jet Fuel doesn't melt steel drums.
Yeah, they were such good sports to go on the show. An essay letting them waterboard him was hilarious. Oh, yeah. But yeah, like I said, this is a gooder.
Oh, that's a gooder
one. Where did I go? You say, I said deep cut, but obviously it's track 3, so it's not that deep in the album, but I've always really liked this one.
Yeah,
the chorus is really cool. Like, This is the first time I've listened to it with headphones in a long time.
Oh, really?
And so I'm hearing so much more out of it.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah. And you mentioning that guy that produced it, now it's just, I'm listening to this in a whole new way.
Yeah.
Again.
Like, oh, yeah.
Falling in love with it all over
again. This does have elements of his production style.
The drumming, for sure, I can hear.
Yeah.
Chad Sexton's snare drum has always been prominent in their songs.
But, for sure.
Yeah.
Should we move on? Do you have anything else to add?
No, we can keep going.
Cool. Track four is called Flowing. They put the G at the end of that one, but they don't put it at the end of track number 13, which we'll get to. So that strum/drum pattern will forever remind me of Green Day. Like, it's a very Green Day thing to do.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know why, but this was another song that I actually remember.
Oh, okay.
From my youth.
All right. Yeah.
I love this song.
I do too. It's another one where it shows off their sound.
Yeah.
For one. It's definitely very early sounding 311.
Yeah. And this is more like, I would say like punk.
Oh, yeah.
Influence than the rest of the album, mm-hmm. you know,
a lot of palm mutes.
Yeah, so far it's
downstrokes.
So far it's been like, you know, turntables and, mm-hmm. and funky bass lines, and this one is just like, here's some rock and roll.
Yeah, and it really showcases how good Nick and Essa sound together when they sing too.
Yeah,
like
for
their
sure.
harmonies are spot on. And it's funny you mentioned the guitar and drum working together, because mm-hmm. normally, at least what I take from a lot of their stuff, it's Chad and Peanut, you know, they are such a tight rhythm section always, and they follow each other really well, but you know, and then Tim's left to kind of do his own thing, but yeah, they're really following each other. All three of them are playing the same thing throughout this entire song, really.
Yeah.
Like, nobody's really doing anything different.
Right. It's not like the point counterpoint, playing off of each other. It's like, no, we're unified.
Yep.
Which I think is pretty cool.
Chad's little switch up he does on the drums is so cool. That's always been one of my favorite parts in that song.
Yeah. Very cool. Let's move on. We've got track number 5, which I believe is Can't Fade Me. I almost said Can't Change Me. That's not the name of the song.
This is their, they're like harder, kind of edgier song.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's one that comes up later that's super cringy.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait to get to it. I think you know
what I'm talking
about.
I think I know what you're talking about, too. Yeah, it's probably, you know, there's always at least one song you don't like on an album. And definitely there's one on here that, you know, I know you have your take it or leave it segment at the end.
For sure, yeah. So. Can't Fade Me.
There.
There was a part you were laughing at. What was it?
Was it essay trying to kind of be hard, you know?
The part about if you got beef, save it for later. That's funny. This one didn't really stand out to me. It's like your quintessential 311 track. Yeah. And so I'm like, nothing special.
No, Peanut definitely goes off on the bass a little bit on this one.
Oh, for sure.
And it's got that more of a reggae kind of sound to it there. And, it is definitely like 311 vibe. Definitely reminds me of like earlier stuff. It's a good track.
Cool, cool.
Definitely not one of my favorites. But.
Nice. Let's do one more song and take a quick break.
All right.
Track number 6 is called Life's Not a Race.
Yeah, this is a good one. Name of this album.
He said it.
Yeah.
I'm glad we waited to turn it down because it's not often that Nick is doing the rhymes.
He's usually
singing.
And it's so good. The whole verse is amazing.
Definitely thought this was going to be a cover of Oye Como Va first.
No.
I was like, wow. Getting some Santana in here.
You can definitely hear the influence.
Yes. I like the groove.
For sure.
For sure.
This is probably my favorite song on the album, to be completely honest.
Nice. Yeah. It's just very chill. You know, chill out, relax, look around and wonder. Many things are out of your control.
Yeah.
This jam has a Hindu Buddhism reincarnation feel to it, according to Genius. All right, let's take a break, and we'll be right back.
Hi, everybody at You've Never Heard This. My name is Matt from the Nighthawks Podcast.
And I'm Trevor from the Nighthawks Podcast.
We're asking with some incredulity, you've never heard the Nighthawks Podcast?
You mean the Nighthawks Podcast, the cinema-centric podcast for folks who like to stay up late?
The very same Nighthawks Podcast that gives you valuable context on film and covers new movies and old movies?
The Nighthawks Podcast also covers movies we love. and movies nobody loves.
You like how we keep saying Nighthawks Podcast?
Nighthawks Podcast.
You can find Nighthawks Podcast on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and at nighthawkspodcast.com. And we also cover movies from Norway.
Nighthawks Podcast.
The movie nobody loves is Shark Week.
Josh, you might be the... You're laughing at our preset. Yeah. Like, they came with the interface, so, like...
Oh, it's got them all. I love it.
This one always, for some reason, reminded me of first Blind Date. That show, Blind Date.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Or anyway. Pop-up video.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Josh, you might be the only guest we've had on the podcast who takes advantage of... me muting the mics to sing out loud during these songs.
Yeah.
I'm usually just mouthing along.
Oh, but, yeah.
You're over there like playing air bass and air guitar. It's one of the things I like about you, Josh.
I am Peter Klavan.
You slapping you know, the bass. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. This is a good time. Having a good time doing the pod with
me
you.
Too,
what was your reaction when I said, hey, you want to do the podcast?
You sent me
three separate texts. One said fuck, one said yeah, and the third one said I'm so down.
Yeah.
So you must have been
I was
pretty stoked.
I've been looking forward to this.
You've wanted to be on it for a while.
Yeah.
So.
It's just, it's kind of hard to make it out to Oregon.
Sometimes. Yeah, it's true. And the mics used to be connected to these big arms and you can't really pack those with you. But now I'm like, no, we hold them in our hands. So I can definitely fit these in a suitcase. So glad to have you on. Finally. It only took 4 years.
I know.
All right, let's go to track 7. I don't know why my voice went so high. It's called
Strong All Along.
This is a good one. Strong All Along. Beating up a little bit there. This song did not start out strong for me, but then Nick Hexum's verse just made me smile.
Yeah.
It's just like the melody of it.
I think of the feeling real great because the weather's mild all the time, like on days like today even.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
And I will listen to this song in the morning on my way to work.
Yeah.
When I know it's just going to be like this nice 70, 75 degree day.
Yeah, it's a... It hooked me. The verse hooked me for sure.
It's definitely another one of my favorites.
Yeah, I'm not usually a fan of anything like resembling reggae, but like it's too slow. Like I'd rather take ska.
Yeah,
because it's just I almost said that ska's sped up reggae, but reggae is slowed down ska.
Yeah,
but I seem to like be getting more and more into reggae the older I get. To a point. It depends on who it is.
I don't like
we watched that Bob Marley movie that came out.
I haven't seen it yet.
And I found myself going like, yeah, this is actually really nice music. Yeah. You know, it's like, it's honestly probably Bob Marley's voice. I've always liked the way his voice sounds. And then someone I know just recently saw Ziggy Marley in concert and posted a video of it. And I'm like, he sounds exactly like his dad. So I'm like, this is pretty chill. You know, like
the first time I saw 311. He was the opener.
Oh, really?
Nice.
And,
the Expendables, who I'd never heard of at the time. They were fantastic as well.
That's awesome.
But yeah, this one's definitely got the reggae influence in it. You can hear it. Pina just takes his bass for a walk throughout this entire song, and Chad's there behind him just keeping that groove. And
well, it's like you said, they're a really tight rhythm section.
One of the tightest in all of music.
How many times have you seen them in the concert?
I've seen them 3 times.
Are they the band you've seen the most?
No, actually, they're not. And I'm trying to think.
Well, you do go to a...
Oh, yeah, I have three times, yep.
Yeah.
I saw them originally, first time in Eugene, Oregon.
Uh-huh.
And then when Kimmer and I were in Orlando.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the ones she surprised me.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, yeah.
For Christmas.
That was the one where you were standing next to the super fans who left as soon as I started playing Amber, right?
No.
tell that story.
No,
I love that story.
No, it wasn't that they left. It was just that when...
I think I've told it, but I probably butchered it.
When the guitar solo came in, the... wah, 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 like this girl next to me was doing that.
Oh.
And I just busted up laughing.
That's funny. Well, because was it a different concert then when you were like, you know...
No, that was the same concert. There was...
There's a couple that left because they were like, well, we've seen them enough times that we know as soon as they start playing blank song, it's okay for us to leave.
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't remember.
I do remember like Kimmer almost like beating up a dude though at the Orlando one. Cause
nice.
It was at the Hard Rock? Yeah. And there's like stairs, like 3 or 4 stairs that led down into the pit area. We were basically standing on those stairs.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some guy that was just like trying to shove through, and Kimmer got mad and almost took him out.
Nice.
It was kind of funny.
She's scary.
She can be. Yeah.
She's really sweet, but don't mess with her.
No. And then the third time was probably my favorite time because it was in Casper.
Oh,
and
that's right. Yeah, they were doing their 50 States tour.
Yeah, yeah.
That's really cool.
It was at the Gaslight outside, but still it was small.
I bet that was really cool for you to just be like, this is the town where I really fell in love with them.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's awesome. I love that. I forgot that they had done that.
I was probably 20 or 30 feet away from the stage,
that's
you
really
know,
cool.
And the sound was just incredible. They played one of their newer songs and the bass came in and it just hit. And the guy standing next to me, who is kind of a, more famous 311 fan, right? I didn't know this at the time. He was wearing this really cool Avalanche jersey that had 311 on it. And I looked at him and I was just like, whoa. And he's like, yeah, you know.
I know, right?
Yeah, because he's one of those fans that follows him around and sees him, you know, a few times a year and whatnot. And yeah, it was a really cool like moment to see them.
That's
in
awesome.
My hometown, surrounded by people that were, you know, I knew a few people there.
Probably pretty similar to Chelsea and I seeing Colin Malloy from the Decemberists in Cannon Beach.
Yeah.
And it was like probably a pretty similar sized venue.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just like these people that you just like their music changed your life and you're like, oh my God, you're right there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Did I have anything else to say about this one? Nope. Didn't. Let's go to track 8. It is called Sever.
Yeah.
love the drums at the beginning of this track.
Oh yeah.
What's the drummer's name?
Chad Sexton.
That's right. Yeah. He's going crazy,
dude. Underrated drummer for sure.
Yeah. Like,
the dude is consistent every time.
Oh yeah.
He never misses.
Just finds those pocket rhythms. Yeah. And
Again, I mentioned it before. His snare, the way they set it up, he sets it up. It's got such a snap to it.
Uh-huh.
And you hear it. That's for damn sure.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Yeah.
So I realized, as I was listening to this, that like while doing other things, this works really well as background music. Like just putting it on while you're like doing the dishes or something, like some of the tracks anyway. Like it's easy to get lost in it.
Yeah.
I almost forgot to turn the music down because I was just like,
yeah, this one, the production on it is so cool. Like the guitar effects and just mixed really well. You can hear everything, you know, like nothing is any louder than the other.
Yeah. It's all really balanced. Yeah. Like nobody's overpowering anybody else. And that's awesome, especially with such a bass forward, like composition style. Like they're obviously like, every instrument, the band feels that every instrument, everybody is important.
Yep.
It'd be really easy for like Nick or SA to be like, no, we're the singers. Mm-hmm. So quiet down.
Yeah.
Which is awesome.
And one thing I've always respected about these guys is it's the same lineup. It's never changed.
Yeah. Well, changed at the very beginning.
Well, yeah.
But since then.
That was, again, that guy, this was before, it's like what's his name? Rayner. From Blink-182, the original drummer, you know, like, yeah, they changed the drummers, but when he was in the band, they had only released, two albums? Dude Ranch and the one before it.
Or, bringing up Weezer again, their original lead guitarist, whose name I don't even remember, left the band in the middle of recording the Blue album because he just couldn't, his girlfriend had, like, gotten pregnant back home, and, like, he just couldn't handle the pressure of everything happening all at the same time. Right. So they called Brian Bell, but he wasn't on the album. He joined the band after they had recorded. Rivers re-recorded all of that dude's guitar parts in a day.
Wow.
Yeah. So any leads you hear on Blue Album, that's Rivers playing.
Huh.
Just thought that was pretty cool. But yeah, I mean, sometimes you just got to cut someone and then it works, you know? So, Let's move on so that this episode doesn't take the name of the next track, which is Eons.
Yeah.
Haven't done one of those in a while.
Got a wishing well within, ready to begin.
This, I mean, pretty good record. So, like, track record so far as getting to a song where I was like, you know, this one could probably have been cut. Because,
really?
Like, this is one where I listen to it and I go, I could see what that reviewer meant about how it doesn't always mix the way it's supposed to. I don't know. There's just something about, I think Nick's lyrics are a little weak in this one.
Okay.
I don't know. But as I was listening to it, I was going, you know, one of the things that I've grown to appreciate about you as a person is that you have always just liked what you like.
Yeah.
And you've never once let someone make f- fun of you for it and then changed your opinion on it.
Yeah.
Simply because somebody was like, well, that's stupid.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like 311, I mean, you're the reason that I love Creed as much as I do. And, yeah. you know, Creed's cool now. Yeah. So, I mean, they weren't cool for a while and now they're cool again. So, screw you haters.
I don't even understand the hate.
Get off my bandwagon.
I know Scott went a little nuts, but he doesn't. You know?
Yeah, right. Anyway. But it's just something I've always appreciated about you. Yeah. You are you, and you don't let anyone stop it.
Yeah, I love. And you know, even when people do make fun of that band or whoever, or even me, I'm just like, okay, cool.
Yeah,
like I don't care anymore.
Right.
I'm almost 40 years old.
I'm gonna be 40. Damn it. I don't give a shit. Yeah, it's so funny.
I listen to what I want to listen to. And, right. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to track 10. Is this the song that you were thinking of when I was also like super cringy? Because it is, and you guys are about to find out why. As cheesy as some of the lyrics are, I mean, it's about computers and the fear of computers. But there is that line in the chorus where it's like, if it's understood, it could be used for good and would, if you will believe in all we can conceive. We obviously didn't follow that advice. No. But it's like this album came out a year after OK Computer by Radiohead. Mm-hmm. And so like, part of me was like, dude, Radiohead already tackled this subject. But like, I just, the first verse is just super cringy. Yeah. My computer is future shocking. Download this and you'll start talking. Upgrade. Like they're just using computer buzzwords and it just cracks me up.
He did kind of predict the fiber optic. Yeah, you missed it here.
Optic connectors, whatever's beyond. Yeah. So many people don't even attempt to understand the limitless possibilities of man.
The lyrically, it is cheesy. No, musically, dude.
Do they still do this one live?
Probably not.
My computer! Like, it's just... Yeah, it's so...
I think the only two songs they do off this album are...
Come Original and...
And Freeze Time.
Yeah.
No, definitely lyrically, it's pretty cheesy. But musically, I've always liked this one because Mahoney's guitar is so crunchy.
Oh, yeah.
And then him and Peanut just kind of following each other.
Well, and it kind of the guitar kind of like plays into the theme of like digital whatever, because it almost sounds like a MIDI guitar. Like it's almost sounds artificial.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they did that on purpose.
Probably.
Good old Hugh. He was probably like, what if we made this sound like it was coming out of a computer, but with a British accent? Let's move to track 11. We're nearing the end of this album.
Yeah.
You're nearing the end of your very first episode of a podcast.
Heck yeah.
Are you as nervous as you were at the beginning?
Nah.
No. See, once you start talking about music, it's easy.
I'm more nervous about just like people, how they're going to perceive.
I wouldn't worry about
but
that.
Again,
there's only like 20 people that listen to this, so you're okay.
All right.
And you probably don't know any of them except mom. All right, let's go to track 11. It's called Leaving Babylon.
Well, I said, leaving this Babylon.
Yes, as Josh said to me after I muted the mics, this is a cover.
Yeah.
I wasn't expecting a cover. It's a Bad Brains cover.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Honestly, I didn't even know until I was looking at the Genius Facts the other day. I'm like, oh, okay. Because I've never really listened to Bad Brains.
Yeah, so. I'm not super familiar with them. I know how influential they were, of course. Sure. But yeah, I didn't know that. I don't even know what the original sounds like, if it sounds similar to this. Yeah, me neither. Let's check it out. Let's listen to the original real quick.
To be honest, this is one of those songs on the album that I could take it or leave it, I guess.
Yeah, it's not the most exciting.
Yeah, it's
music. Let's see if it sounds the same.
All right, let's do it.
Yeah, pretty much exactly the same. So far, anyway. Will I say? Yeah, I mean, it's pretty identical.
311 just kind of polished it up and put a little bit more echo.
Right.
Pretty similar, though.
Yeah. All right, let's go to the penultimate track. Second to last track is Mind Spin.
This one, yeah. Are you miss us? Maybe wanted to be kissed.
I like the riff in this one.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think the rhymes are weak.
Yeah. it's towards the end of the album. Again, this is one of those that the band is just killing it. They're on point.
Yeah. Minus the rhymes. I'm just like, are you missing us? Maybe you want to be kissing us.
Yeah.
If you must, then please don't be dismissing us. Yeah, I don't know. It just seemed like...
One thing I was, when I was just listening to this one, I was counting in my head and just how much... stuff they put in that 4-count, like the guitar riff that Mahoney's playing and everything, and they do so much every time they're playing anything. Like, they make the best of every second they're recording a song.
And, absolutely.
Again, one of the tightest bands.
and you can tell, like, with how tight of a band they are, like, they everything's so well thought out.
Yeah.
You know, nothing is happening on accident, which is pretty cool. All right, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah.
Track 13.
Living and rocking.
Living and rocking.
That's how I live my life, buddy.
Hell yeah, brother. Literally.
Brother.
Brother.
Understand.
Not gonna lie, as soon as I heard that drum and bass at the beginning,
yeah,
I was like, what the fuck?
It's a little cheesy. It made me feel like I was playing Jet Set Radio,
right?
On PS1.
Uh-huh.
You know,
I was like, is this a prop?
And then it gets better, and then it gets kind of cheesy again.
Yeah.
And
but at the beginning, I was like, is this the Prodigy?
Breathe the pressure.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a it took a turn for sure.
Yeah.
But they love themselves.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
yeah,
the whole
for sure.
That's the whole the whole theme of the song.
It's almost like the end of their albums are a teaser of what's to come. You know?
It's like can't nobody do it like 311. Like they're right. Yeah, we love ourselves.
Yeah,
throw down, fuck the bullshit. We're still the sound. So awesome. I'm gonna give you some final thoughts.
Cool.
Still not really my thing.
Yeah.
But I'm glad I gave him a shot.
Yeah.
And some great tunes. Some were cringy. But thank you for the challenge.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always it's always fun.
I'm glad you listened to it finally.
I was supposed to do a couple episodes with John, which still may happen, but I will be not in Wyoming when it happens. And he gave me an album in Spanish. So you guys are just challenging the hell out of me.
Because
I'm like, I don't know how to talk about the words in this song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know Spanish very well. So... do you know what time it is? It's playlist pick time. So,
song for the playlist.
We usually defer that to the guest.
Do you
need the track listing real quick?
I mean,
was it Flowing that you said was like your favorite one?
Yeah, yeah. Throw Flowing on there. That'll
be
the one.
We'll get Flowing on there. Flowing. That's it. That's the episode.
That is the episode.
We got one more coming at you, though.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, we did pretty good. Less than an hour.
Told
you. I think I've got it down to a science at this point.
That's good.
So, anyway.
Alrighty.
We'll see you next time.
Next episode.